With Laura Fox
Podcast.
Now, a queer non-binary journey through growing up in rural Ireland is not a story you hear very often, particularly not through the lens of what Daniel O'Donnell has to say about it. Well, to make it all make sense, or at least it does in the mind of Aoife Sweeney O'Connor, and comes together in their new show, An Evening with Wee Daniel, which is part of the Dublin Fringe Festival. Aoife, you're very welcome along to the show today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. You have committed to the bit quite literally.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the costume that you're going to be wearing on stage that you have graced us with your presence today.
I'm just very happy to take it out of the wardrobe. This is a Daniel O'Donnell original. I'm wearing Daniel's real suit from Donegal, sourced in a charity shop in Donegal that Daniel O'Donnell set up himself. So it is straight from the source.
I'm actually not able to.
I said, you know what? We have the same measurements, it seems, because it fits. So,
and might I say, it looks quite tailored.
Thank you.
It fits like a glove.
Right?
Yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah.
So
it's nearly like this is meant to be.
I think so. I think that it was fated, me and Daniel O'Donnell and this beautiful suit.
Aoife, tell us about the actual show. What will people who come to see you be treated to?
Oh my goodness, what won't they be treated to? I feel is the thing. There is going to be music.
Okay.
There's going to be laughs. It's going to be an hour of storytelling and cabaret. And I like to think that people will come and they'll laugh and they'll cry and they'll have a cup of tea and it'll all be very cathartic and just wholesome, but also camp and feral.
Okay, great. Camp and feral is what we're totally
perfect.
Here for.
Yeah.
There's a nice mix of everything going on there. You'll be embodying Daniel and yourself. Will either of you be singing?
Oh, we'll both be singing together.
Oh, okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we might have a little clip of that if we'd like to hear this.
Grannies, mammies and Magella, they're all screaming, what a fella, making a fuss over little old me. Now, I'd like you all to meet a special someone. That someone goes by they, not he or she.
Oh, yeah.
There's more to them than meets the eye. They're not your average little guy. This evening's all about them and me.
Stunning.
Thank you.
Exactly. There were so many twists and turns there that I wasn't prepared for, but a lot of spirit fingers and jazz hands going on.
Oh, yeah. That is very much the vibe of the show. Show up with your best spirit fingers, please.
Amazing. Daniel isn't the only one that you're going to be playing tribute to. How is your mom an important part of this show?
So in the making of the show, initially I was like, okay, an hour-long show, Daniel O'Donnell, that's what we're doing. And I lost my mother a few years ago and she was Donegal for me. She's like the most Donegal woman in the world. And in the making of it, I had one day where I like woke up and went, oh, okay, hold on. This whole show is her to the core. So it's kind of a massive tribute really to her. And she was really musical. She was really camp and feral. Like that was her energy too. So I like to think that she is just infused in the whole thing and that it's a tribute.
I'm so sorry to hear that you lost your mom.
Thank you.
It is amazing that you get to do something like this that has her embodied the whole way through it.
Absolutely.
She would be so proud of you. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Look, we should underline that the show is not sneering at Daniel. You love him and he has given you his seal of approval. What did he say when you told him about the idea?
I honestly need to leave Daniel O'Donnell alone at this point because I came across him in Dunloe. We were both there for the Mary from Dunloe Festival. Plug for that festival, my God. And, you know, I told him, it's a love letter to you, Daniel. It's a love letter to Dunloe. It's this beautiful, sincere thing. Mm-hmm. And he just said that he approves and he gave it his blessing.
Fantastic.
And he said, thank you, which I think is a real, you know, that's a real thumbs up from Daniel O'Donnell.
I really think it is, but it must be such a compliment to him as well to know that, you know, he's inspiring you and it's this queer non-binary story. It's like they don't look like they should go hand in hand, but clearly they are. Talk to me about this because it is about your rural queer non-binary experience and that's what you wanted to say in the show.
Very much so, yeah. I think I consider myself a bit of a wannabe culchie because I never got the accent. So I feel
clearly
like I'm really grasping at straws to be like, no, I know so much about Daniel O'Donnell. I'm obviously from Donegal, everybody. So I think this is me trying to say, you know what? Yes, I'm not the target demographic for a Daniel O'Donnell show,
yeah,
but I'll go and I'll start jiving and I'll have just as good a time as everybody else. And I think that it's really eye-opening when you see how brilliant he is. Like, yeah, he brings such a sincerity and authenticity to what he does that I think is really hard to come by. He's an unproblematic icon.
Unproblematic is for sure.
Right? Yeah. So I think we need to get behind that and we need support to bring it. Everyone together. Go see Daniel O'Donnell. Come on.
Do you reckon that the experience of, you know, queer non-binary people who are growing up in rural Ireland, has that experience changed from when you were growing up?
Oh my God, so much. I think if you found me as a kid and told me someday you're going to be a queer non-binary person, I just would look right through you because we didn't have the language for that. And I think as we come to find these words and these ways to describe ourselves and embody what we feel and really own those spaces, I think that it just changes our experiences. So for me, owning my non-binariness and then that being kind of a doorway to opening up my like culchiness and my ruralness, it all kind of comes together. You're like, okay, you know what? I kind of make sense to myself now in a way that I never did. And I think that we're just going to see more and more of that for the rest of, you know,
I have
forever.
To say, like, I mean, there's such a deeper meaning to the show, but I think what I'm so obsessed with is the fact that you want to be a culchie so bad.
Oh my God. I really want to be a culchie.
To be honest, like, it's kind of great. Like, we'll bring you to the plowing and everything.
Oh,
like,
please.
Be great.
I feel like they'll just turn me away. They'll see through me.
They will not. As long as you actually want to be involved, that is okay.
Okay.
Look,
yeah.
Daniel is known for his tea parties. And so give us the tea. When and where is the show on and will there be tea served?
Oh my God. Okay. So the show is on in Bewley's Cafe Theatre.
Stunning.
Yes. It's giving tea.
It's giving tea.
I encourage everyone to show up and have a cup of tea. Come join me upstairs the 18th to the 21st of September.
Fabulous.
It's part of the Dublin Fringe Festival. I'll be doing 6 shows and then I'm actually going to take it to Donegal for one night in October as well. Yeah, October 10th in Ungreenon Theatre. So that's going to be a homecoming show.
Oh my God, are we fingers crossed that Daniel's going to show up?
There's always going to be a seat in the house for Daniel. No matter where it's on.
I thought you said there's always going to be a suit in the house and I was like, no, you have that.
No,
I
have
on
the
your
suit.
Body.
Sorry, I'm not giving it back.
Suit is non-transferable.
Exactly.
Like, it belongs to me only. Aoife, thank you so much. The show sounds completely mad and I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you.
It really and truly does. That was Aoife Maximini O'Connor and their new show is called An Evening with Wee Daniel. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.